On the outskirts of Ho Chi Minh City is the KPT5 feedlot, which at the moment is home to about 3,000 Australian cattle. They've mostly come from Queensland, and they are spending their days in the shade and eating a mixture of corn, copra, rice bran, which has been sourced from local farmers. They'll spend a few days here, and then they'll be killed at a meatworks just down the road. Now, Meat and Livestock Australia, it estimates the Vietnamese market will import 40,000 head this year. That is well down on last year's record of around 68,000 head. With me is Bernie Brosden from Wellard Rural Exports. And Bernie, you were telling me that 40,000 mark will be passed pretty quickly.
Yeah, Matt, there's every chance that by the end of this month of March, it'll already be completed.
And mostly Queensland cattle?
No, Queensland for ourselves as an exporter. We've been predominantly out of Queensland. Obviously, it's very hard to source those larger numbers for our size shipments out of the territory. That's just basically due to the reduction in the weight limits through the Indonesian export job. So the heavy cattle in the territory have been hard to find. So that's why we've been operating for the last few months out of Queensland.
How many cattle do you think this market could take in 2014?
Oh, it's definitely 100,000 plus market.
Yep.
If it keeps travelling along on its current train, it's aiming at 150 to 200,000 head.
Wow. What's driving this demand, Bernie?
A lot of it for us, for ourselves here in the South Ho Chi Minh's, it's on local demand. So Indonesia, they've got, if you want to compare it to that, they've got about a two kilo a day average daily consumption per capita, but over here in Vietnam you've got a population of 90 odd million, but they're up at that 5 or 6 kilo, so it all sort of extrapolates out. So there is certainly substantial local demand here,
and supply for them has dropped away from somewhere, has it?
Yeah, look, over the years, in the last 6 or 7 years, there's been a lot of drain on the domestic herds of not only Vietnam but the likes of Cambodia and Thailand, Myanmar, Laos, and they've been basically being absorbed or consumed up into China. So that's put a lot of pressure on the domestic herds, much the same way as what the pressure has been applied to the Indonesian herd, I guess, the dwindling of numbers, and so therefore there's a hole in the supply.
For exporters like yourself and for the Australian cattle industry, what does this Vietnamese market mean?
Look, Matt, from my personal point of view, the Vietnamese market at the moment is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that the export industry and also producers of Northern Australia in particular have been presented with. It's got a key role, I believe, to play in balancing out some of the market effects of other countries. So you've got not only Vietnam here, you've got Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines. You've also got some pretty positive signs that China could enter the market in the next sort of 12 or 18 months. You know, Vietnam at this point in time is just critical to getting a real solid floor in the live export price, I guess, for producers on the station, so on the property. So it's a very positive.
Marcus Rathmans from Mount Ringwood Station in the Northern Territory. You sold cattle to Vietnam last year. What did it mean to your business?
Well, it's great as a cattle producer to be selling heavy animals for a good price. While the 350 kilo weight restriction was on, people were always conscious of that in selling lighter animals, but there's no money in selling small, light animals, so kilos is the name of the game. These animals coming here, slaughter-type cattle, 400 kilos plus, it's just fantastic as a cattle producer that you can grow these animals out. The price is not very much far behind the feeder price, and we're not getting penalised for it, so it's great. You know, the slaughter market's opened up again in Indonesia, so it's really good.
You'll sell more cattle to Vietnam this year?
Hope so.
Yeah. And you're here in Vietnam, looking at the feedlots, looking at the abattoirs. What's your thoughts on the future of this industry?
Look, it's been really good to see excellent sheds, slaughter facilities, processing facilities, very high standard. And obviously the exporters have put a fair bit of time into getting their supply chains right, taking care of that detail before they release cattle through to the suppliers. So it's been very encouraging to come here and just see the obvious demand for beef.